Hundreds left orphaned following Japan's earthquake and tsunami. Summer camping season is underway in the former Soviet Union, and Lausanne leaders are gathering in Boston. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Japan's March tsunami has left hundreds of orphans behind with little hope. Pioneer's missionary to Japan, Tony Haug, says
there are at least 1,200 children that have lost at least one parent through the tsunami and earthquake, and at least 200 lost both.
Most of these orphans will end up with relatives or in orphanages, since
Japan is kind of historically known as a very closed society when it comes to adoption.
In the meantime, the kids are taught to grin and bear it.
The word in Japanese is gaman. Just take it, receive it, and live with it. And it's a passive way of dealing with tragedy.
It's not very hopeful, but the Haugs plan to change that as they open an English preschool ministry.
Even if 10 children would come, that represents potentially about 300 Japanese in the extended family and friends that we can minister to.
Next, he's only been in office for about a month, but already Haitian President Michel Martelly is finding his new job difficult. He's facing 70% unemployment, a stymied earthquake rebuilding effort, a stalled prime minister appointment, flooding, and now increasing cases of cholera. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says they have a team of doctors on the ground to help with that.
There are about 1,300 people in the city of Port-au-Prince with cholera. We're just operating at that hospital at full capacity once again, treating people, helping them come from near unconscious states to where they can walk away from the hospital healthy and laughing and smiling in about a week.
According to Peterson, HCJB's hands team is following the example of Christ.
The medical opportunity opens the door for us to come up with the message of Christ. We're told in Matthew, Jesus healed all kinds of diseases. And then he taught and preached about the kingdom.
Many are turning to Christ. Help them do more. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Prayers are needed for a badly beaten Christian worker in India. The believer is a partner with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He was on his way to finalize details for a prayer event late last week when a 50-person mob surrounded him and yelled at him for converting Hindus to Christianity. The mob dragged the man off his bike and beat him until he was unconscious. He's been released from the hospital but is discouraged. Pray for strength to boldly proclaim Christ again. Next, with summer underway, Slavic Gospel Association has started their summer camp season. And the exciting opportunity to minister to kids in 20 Russian states and several neighboring countries. SGA's Joel Griffith comments on the camp's activities.
In addition to the usual camp games and fun, there are nightly and daily Bible studies that take place and discussions where the kids can ask questions and be ministered to in a personal sense.
Children's ministry also provides opportunities to reach the community.
Very often we see that kids who are reached with the gospel at summer camp often end up going back to their families and being the best evangelists to reach the rest of their families.
They'll also be hosting camps in parts of Central Asia where they have to tread carefully as the gospel isn't openly accepted.
We would just lift that up in prayer that those camps would reach many children and go well and would not encounter any difficulties from the authorities.
And finally, 140 leaders from six continents are in Boston today for a five-day summit focusing on the future of the Lausanne movement. With the Cape Town commitment now launched in nearly 20 languages, Lausanne is gearing up for the future. Lausanne's executive director, Doug Birdsall, says their goal in Boston is to turn 10 days of Congress discussion into a roadmap for Lausanne's next 10 years, which could have a profound impact on world evangelization. Pray for the summit leaders as they meet. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide that'll help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins August 1st. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.